If that happens, there is a remedy for it. Once a misdeed has been committed, repentance should follow immediately. You must repent wholeheartedly and with sincerity. Even after repentance, should you repeat the mistake, there's no need to worry. Just repent again. You are not aware of the science behind all this. So you may feel that despite your repentance, the negative deeds do not stop. Why they do not stop is also a science in itself. You must simply carry on repenting. If you repent for your misdeeds wholeheartedly, all your bad karma will be washed away. If you hurt someone, then you absolutely must repent.
When we carry out our normal daily activities of the body, do we have to repent for it?
Yes, of course. Until you become self-realized, if you fail to repent, you will continue to bind more karmas. The tangled knots of karmas will loosen through repentance with a view to undoing wrong deeds. If not, the results of the sins you bind will be so horrendous that you may even forfeit human birth in your next life. However, if you manage to attain human life again, it will be full of suffering and misery. You will be deprived of food and respect, and you will suffer constant insults. That is why repentance, along with other rituals, becomes necessary. This is called indirect devotion, that is, not directed towards the self. Until you attain self-realization, such acts are necessary. Now, who should be a witness to your repentance? It must be done in the presence of the God you believe in, whether it is Lord Krishna, Dada Bhagwan, or any other God. There is a cure for everything in this world. First, the cure is born, and then the problem or affliction arises. How has the world come into existence? It is due to atikraman, that is aggression in thoughts, speech, and acts. Kraman, that is, a neutral deed, a deed that does not have any good or bad implications, alone does not cause any problems. For example, if we damage someone's property and compensate him for the damage, it is not considered atikraman and therefore pratikraman is not needed. But to blame someone else for the damage to his property is atikraman. Atikraman is always taking place, so you have to do pratikraman. Any activity that takes place as a normal activity is simply kraman, and there is no problem with that.
How do we know if we have done atikraman?
You will know, and so will the other person. You will perceive it.